آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. وورث سليمان داود وقال يا أيها الناس علمنا منطق الطير وأوتينا من كل شيء إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين. وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون. حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. فتبسم ضاحكا من قولها وقال رب أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. وتفقد الطير فقال ما لي لا أرى الهدهد أم كان من الغائبين. لأعذبنه عذابا شديدا أو لأذبحنه أو ليأتيني بسلطان مبين. فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحطت بما لم تحط به وجئتك من سبأ بنبأ يقين. إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم. صدق الله العظيم.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks in these ayat kareema of his chosen servant Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. And Allah mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Most definitely we bestowed and endowed, blessed and favored Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salam with the knowledge of Nabuwat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed father and son with many ni'mat. But we find that Allah Pak highlights the knowledge, the ni'mat of ilm, to explain to us that the greatest ni'mat that Allah Pak can bless or bestow any person with is the knowledge of deen. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, who is from amongst the great a'imma of the Hanafi school of thought, when he came before Allah, someone seen him in a dream. So Allah Ta'ala told Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi that, oh Muhammad, because we loved you and because we wanted to protect you from Jahannam, that is why we blessed you with the knowledge of deen. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu used to say, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمُ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالُ. We are pleased with the choice and the selection and the distribution of Allah. لَنَا عِلْمُ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالُ. That Allah has chosen the knowledge of deen for us, and Allah has chosen the light of deen for us. وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالُ. And for the ignorant people, for the kuffar, is the things of this dunya, which holds absolutely no value in this dunya. On the day of Qiyamah, with reference to one hadith, a person who went through difficulties and hardships and who was obedient to Allah, when he will come before Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will tell him, فَوَعِذَّتِي وَجَلَالِي مَا زَوِيتُ الدُّنْيَا عَنْكُمْ لِهَوَانِكُمْ عَلَيَّ. O my servant, I take the qasam of my izzat. I did not deprive you of the world because I did not love you. But Allah's qasam, I deprived you because I loved you. And it comes in the hadith, يَعْتَبِرُ اللَّهُ إِلَى الْعَبْدِ. Allah Ta'ala will apologize to the servant just like one insan apologizes to another one. Then Allah will tell insan, Kul ya man kana la ya'kul. O my servant, you could not eat in this dunya. Now eat from the things that I have provided for you. Ishrab ya man kana la yashrab. O my servant, I made the liquor of this dunya haram for you. Allah qasam, the liquor of Jannat is halal. O my servant, the music of dunya was haram. Enjoy the songs of Jannat. In Jannah, one breeze will blow. The name of this breeze is Musira. It will touch the leaves on the trees of Jannah. Such a beautiful voice will come out. Such a sound will come out. لَمْ يَسْمَعِ الْخَلَائِقُ مِثْلَهَا. That the entire creation put together have never ever heard such a beautiful voice. So Allah Pak will then see to all his needs. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمُ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالُ. فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ سَيُفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ بَاطٍ لَا يَزَالُ. The wealth of people will perish, but the knowledge of deen that Allah Pak has given us will never perish. This is insight. No one can snatch this knowledge away. The thief can come and break in the house and he can snatch everything but this knowledge that Allah Pak has given us. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. Allah says, He uplifts and upgrades. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Those who have iman, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. And those that have been blessed with the knowledge of Deen, Allah Ta'ala has prepared great, great abode for them in Jannah. So among the many ni'mat that Allah bestowed father and son with was the kingdom that Allah had given them and many other things Allah gave them. But Allah highlights the ni'mat of ilm because this is the greatest ni'mat that Allah can give anyone. Every day one angel descends at the graveyard of the Muslim Ummah and he makes this announcement which can be heard by all the deceased. Ya Ahl al-Qubur, O the dwellers of the grave, tell us, who do you envy today and over what are you lamenting? When we were leaving this world, or when insan is leaving this world, at that time the lament and the remorse is, I didn't leave sufficient wealth for my children, I didn't see my daughters married, I didn't see this, I didn't see that. But now that you have gone down in the grave, the angel is asking that deceased, do you maintain that very same regret, or have your regret been converted that I did not give my children sufficient knowledge of Deen? When you were leaving at that time, it was a different picture. I didn't put them up and I didn't give them this and I didn't give them that. But after you went down in the depths of the grave and you see in the reality, فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَا انْكَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ أَمْ حِمَارِ. Very soon you will see when the dust will be settled. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. When the veil will be removed, then your sight will become very bright and everything will be before you. So are you regretting over the same thing, or has your regret been changed into something else? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Most definitely we bless Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam with knowledge. And Allah speaks of both father and son. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the 23rd juz of the Quran, نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ. What a nice person is Sulaiman alayhi salam. Innahu kana aw innahu awwab. He used to turn to Allah Ba'ala continuously. My mothers and sisters, one is I praise, one is you praise, one is someone of the dunya praises. They praise in one book that perhaps some people will know about after our demise. We don't know that book will reach everyone or not. But one is the praise of Allah via his Nabi in the divine scripture of the Quran, which will remain as a praise till the day of Qiyamah. وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. Now Allah Pak quoting the things of father and son, mentions it in the Quran. What did father and son say? Dawood and Sulaiman alayhim as-salatu wa taslimat. Alhamdulillah alladhi, all praise belongs to Allah. فضلنا, who gave us preference and priority, على كثير من عباده المؤمنين, over a large number of his creation. Subhanallah, I was making mutala one of the tafsir. Mawlana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani rahimahumullah writes such a beautiful point that Allah had given them so much, why didn't they say that all praise belongs to Allah who gave us preference over the entire creation? And they said all praise belongs to Allah who gave us preference over a great number of the creation. Mawlana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi writes, to say that Allah has given us preference over the entire creation, this statement is exclusively reserved for Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other insan, no other farishta, no other makhluk can make the statement and can make this claim that all praise belongs to Allah who has given me status over the entire creation. Sahaba ikram were discussing and they were sitting. So someone said, it is so ajeeb, you know, اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, that Allah chose a friend from his entire creation. وَمُوسَى كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ, and Allah chose Musa to speak to, you know, it is so unusual. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam overheard this discussion and he came out, oh my Sahaba, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمْ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ. Most definitely Ibrahim is the friend of Allah. وَمُوسَى كَلِيمُ اللَّهِ, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to communicate with Allah. وَأَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ, but I am the beloved of Allah. My brothers and sisters, Habib, the translation of Habib, the word beloved, Allah's Qasam, cannot do justice to what Allah has put across in the word Habib. The word beloved is generally used to translate, but it will not do justice to the love that Allah has put across in this word. وَأَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ, that I am the Habib of Allah. وَلَا فَقَرْ, and I'm not saying this out of any pride that I'm better or I'm superior, but this is the honor that my Allah has given me. So they praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'mineen. We study and we understand from the life of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam. They praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every condition. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was blessed with children in a very old age. But what does he say? Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabani ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. Inna rabbi lasami'u al-dua'. All praise belongs to Allah who blessed me and granted me offspring Ishaq. And Alhamdulillah alladhi wahaba li ala al-kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. He blessed me with Ismail and Ishaq. Inna Rabbi la sami'u ad-du'a. Most definitely my Allah is one who answers prayers. His dua was answered after many years. But he doesn't highlight that. What does he say? My Allah is one who answers prayers. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions in the hadith, Allah will accept your dua provided you don't hasten. Sahaba ikram said, what is meant by hastening, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, provided you do not say that I am making dua and my dua is not been accepted. As long as you will not say that, Allah is ready to accept your dua. But once you have said that your du'as are not being accepted, you have become despondent of the mercy of Allah. And Allah mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Such muhabbat, such love Allah puts across in this ayah. Wallah, my mothers, you can't put that muhabbat across to your children. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my servants ask you about me, then tell them I'm very close to them. Oh Muhammad, look at ponder over the words. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. And when my servants ask you, عَنِّي رِجَادِي مِنْ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Tell them I am close to them. What do I do? أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان. I am the one that will answer your prayer when you will ask. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself mentions in another place of the Quran, who helps insan when he's in problems other than Allah? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who pardons sins other than Allah? Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explaining and highlighting this incident in this episode of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam inherited from his father Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. However, this inheritance doesn't refer to financial inheritance. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned, نَحْنُ مَعْشَرَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. We belong to the galaxy of prophets. لَا نَرِثُ وَلَا نُورَ. We do not inherit and no one inherits from us. مَا تَرَكْنَا فَهُوَ صَدَقَ. Whatever we leave behind us is charity. So this inheritance here refers to the inheritance of nabuwat and knowledge, that just as Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam was a Nabi of Allah. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. Oh Dawood, I am making you my representative on this earth. Fahkum bayna an-nas bil haqq wa la tattabi'il hawa fayudhillaka an sabilillah. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam inherited from Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, that was the knowledge of deen, the nabuwat. And what does he say? Ya ayyuhan nas 'allimna mantiqa at-tayr. O people, O insan, indeed we have been taught the animal language. Allah Pak had blessed him with a very vast kingdom. The kingdom was not only limited to insan, but it extended to jinnat, and as well it extended to the animal kingdom. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, with reference to Bukhari Sharif first volume, under the chapter Babun, the chapter where Imam Bukhari rahimahullah proves the permissibility of tying a soldier, tying a prisoner to the masjid of Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu was salam, where it was found in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, to prove that this is permissible, to tie someone to any of the pillars of the masjid, it is permissible. And then he quotes this hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, I was performing salah. Inna itriqam min al-jinn tafallata alayya al-bariha liyaqta'a alayya salah. While I was performing salah, one of the jinnat came to trouble me in my salah. And they were disturbing me in my salah, trying to take away my concentration and my devotion. فَأَمْكَنَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْهُ. Allah gave me complete control over this jinnat. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَرْبِطَهُ إِلَىٰ سَارِيَةٍ مِّنْ سُوَارِ الْمَسْجِدِ حَتَّى تُصْبِحُوا وَتَنْظُرُوا إِلَيْهِ كُلُّكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. My intention was to take this jinn and tie it to one of the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in one riwayat of Mishkat, to such an extent that the children would actually come and play with this jinn and trouble this jinn as it was troubling me in my salah. But when this intention crossed my heart, فَذَكَرْتُ دَعْوَةَ أَخِي سُلَيْمَان. I thought of the dua of my brother Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And what was the dua of my brother? Look at the respect that one Nabi holds for another. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Oh Allah, bless me with such a kingdom that no person must have any share in this kingdom of mine. This kingdom must be exclusively reserved for me. So if the thought crossed my heart that to control the jinn that is interfering with the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he asked Allah that no one else must do anything with the jinn. So in respecting the dua and the prayer of my brother, I let the jinn go. Such a kingdom Allah has blessed him with. So what does he say? Ullimna mantiqat tayr. Allah Pak has given us mantiqat tayr, taught me the knowledge of the animal kingdom, the language of the animal kingdom. Wa utina min kulli shay. And Allah Pak has given me abundance and of everything. There isn't a shortage of anything. That is why Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam one day told Allah, oh Allah, give me ijazat, I want to feed your makhluk. So Allah said, oh Sulaiman, you don't have the ability. He says, oh Allah, let me do it. Allah says, all right, prepare. For 1 month, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam only prepared. Then he told Allah, oh Allah, I'm ready and my dastarkhan is prepared. Like we tell the husband, ke bhai chalo kaun taiyar ke mehman ne kyun andar aavanu. Oh Allah, I'm ready. Allah Ta'ala commanded one whale to come out of the ocean, and it started eating on the dastarkhan of Sulaiman and gulped everything within seconds. And it said, oh Sulaiman, I am saying a fool, and Allah's qasam, my Allah feeds me the very same thing thrice a day. At that time Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam understood that this can only be done by Allah. The lions in the jungles, how many animals there are in the jungles, Allah alone knows, and Allah alone is providing for them. Someone asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ اِتَّخَذَكَ اللَّهُ خَلِيلًا. Oh Ibrahim, how did Allah Pak make you his friend? On what grounds did Allah choose you for friendship over every other person? So he mentioned few things. He says, مَخْتَرْتُ. Whenever I had to choose between the obedience of Allah and my dunya or anything else, then I knew and everyone knew it was the order of Allah. I never considered anything which was the order of Allah and my desire or my wife's desire or my children's desire. That is why when he left his wife in the barren land and he doesn't say anything and he starts walking, so Hajra alayhi salam from the back she is asking, oh Ibrahim, oh my Sayyidi, oh my husband, oh my son, what is it? Tell us, why are you leaving here? Is it the command of Allah? What has happened? Tell us. He doesn't utter anything because the Nabi also only speaks through the order of Allah. So utter complete silence. And as he's walking, she is asking from the back, Hal amaraka Allahu bihada? Has Allah commanded you to do this? He doesn't turn around and say yes. He only nods his head. And look at the iman of Hajra also. She says, إِذَا لَا يُضِيعُنَا. If your Allah has said that he has commanded you to leave us in this barren land, then Allah is free from injustice. There must be some good in you leaving us in this land. So I only gave preference to the order of Allah. Number two, مَا تَمَنْتُ فِي مَا تَكَفَّلَ اللَّهُ لِي فِي أَمْرِ رِزْقِ. I never bothered about that while Allah has taken the responsibility and that is my sustenance. مَا تَغَدَّيْتُ وَلَا تَعَشَّيْتُ إِلَّا مَعَ الضَّيْفِ. Allah's qasam, I can't recall sitting on the dastarkhan without a visitor sitting next to me. I can't recall having any meal without a visitor on my dastarkhan. Today we cannot do that which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but the minimum let us try once a week, once a month, let us keep our dastarkhan open. My mothers and sisters, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in the hadith, every day two angels descend from the sky. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Islam was never based on our intelligence and Islam is never based on our intelligence. Islam is based on complete submission. That angel who is perpetually in the ibadat of Allah is making dua. Oh Allah, those that spend and feed, Ya Allah, you replace them and you reimburse them. And oh Allah, those that hoard, you destroy. So contrary to our understanding, if you want to budget, we will say that minimize the cost. And let us keep everything in a limit. That is how we will have more money. Islam is telling us spend and we will have more. Ya Aisha, la tuki fayuki Allahu alayk. Oh Aisha, don't close that container and don't give in measure. If you will give in measure, Allah will give in measure. Give without hisab, Allah's qasam, Aisha, my Allah will give without hisab. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah says, you give to someone in the dunya, he reimburses you and he compensates you. Allah says, give to me and I'll reimburse and I'll compensate. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And no one can give more than me. وَأُوتِينَا مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And Allah has given us abundance of everything.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينَ.
Most definitely, this is the mercy of Allah. This is the favor of Allah upon us.
وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ
Sahib Jalaleen Rahmatullah Ali writes that his army was extended for the... It covered up to 25 kilometers. The army that Allah Pak had given him covered up to 25 kilometers of insan and jinnat.
وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَنْ يَغُوثُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ
He used to command the insan, they used to dive into the water. From there they used to bring beautiful shells for him. Different khidmat he used to take from insan, from jinnat, from all the different creation that Allah Pak had made subservient to him. But he did not become unmindful of Allah. Dunya is not the things of this dunya. Dunya is everything that makes us unmindful of Allah. So if something of our kitchen makes us unmindful of Allah, then that is dunya. And if we are living in the palace and we are obedient to Allah, Zubaydah was a very pious woman. I don't think the world will see such a great woman ruler. She was a very great ruler, but such a pious woman that at every moment, 100 slaves used to read Quran in her house. There wasn't one second for 365 days that Quran wasn't recited in her house. There were shifts in her house. 100 slaves were completely, continuously in the recitation of the Quran. Ma'adha Adawiyya rahmatullah alayha, every morning she used to get up and she used to say, Oh Ma'adha, this is your last night, this is your last day, you won't see the sun set in. Do whatever you want to do. When the night used to come, she used to say, Ma'adha, this is your last night, you won't see the sun rising. For 20 years she didn't sleep on a bed, she used to sleep on a musalla. For 20 years. So dunya is everything that makes us unmindful of Allah. Great rulers came, but with the obedience of Allah.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions now, وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ
And the army of Sulaiman, insan and jinnat, and the animal kingdom, all the birds were stopped at a point. فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was taking hisab of his army. What an atmosphere it must have been when we see any prime minister of the country moving, and with him there are hundreds of people. Yeah, there's not only people, there's insan, there's jinnat, there's animals, there's birds, there's every type of creation. What a manzir and what rab and what awe Allah Pak had given him and what might and authority Allah had given him.
Hatta idha atau ala wadi naml, subhanallah.
Until he comes to the valley, an ant valley. There was some ant in that place and he happens to cross there. One ant noticed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam coming. And the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why Qatada rahmatullah alayhi writes amongst one of the most intelligent creations of Allah is the ant.
حتى إذا أتوا على واد النمل قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم
So one of the ants spoke, Oh ants, ادخلوا مساكنكم Go into your ant hole, go into your house.
لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده
Let not Sulaiman and his army trample you and destroy you. So Sulaiman عليه الصلاة والسلام, the wind used to convey the message. He heard this discussion. That this ant is chasing its family away from me. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam told this ant that, Oh ant, don't you know I'm the Nabi of Allah, how will I trample you? So the ant says, Oh Sulaiman, didn't you see what I said? Let it not be that Sulaiman tramples you and he will be unaware that he has trampled you.
وَهُمْ لَا
يَشْعُرُونَ So when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam seen this, my mothers and sisters, one point comes to mind. When one ant took pity over the balance of the ants, in protecting its physical life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave it place in the Quran. When you and I will take pity on the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from not only protecting their physical bodies, but protecting them from the fire of Jahannam, you think this will go unrewarded in the court of Allah. Allah's qasam, I'm not speaking from Quran and Hadith, but my heart says this, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah one announcer will announce, Where are those people that put their deedins on the back in the last century prior to Qiyamah and took the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Where are those men and where are those sisters who tolerated the separation of their partners to go and save humanity from the fire of Jahannam? The heart says it. It is the cry of the heart that wallah this ilan will be made and Allah Pak will give them such abode that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, كَالسَّابِقِينَ الْأَوَّلِينَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنْصَارِ
that you revive my deen in this time, Allah will give you the sawab of the muhajirin and ansar that established deen in the initial stages when the recitation of the kalima was invitation to death. When one end protects its end, then Allah Ta'ala gives his place in the Quran, and the end is very inferior to insan. When insan, that is ashraful makhluqat, will save his brothers and the sisters will save their sisters from the fire of Jahannam, you think my mothers and sisters, Allah won't speak about it? Allah will boast about it on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, some people will be gathered on the day of Qiyamah, ala manabir min lu'lu'in, they will be ala manabir min nur, they will be sitting on pulpits of nur, laysu bi anbiya wala shuhada, they will be neither from the martyrs and they will be neither from among the anbiya. يغبطهم الأولين والآخرين. Everyone will envy them. فجتا أحد على ركبته. One Sahabi came before Nabi عليه السلام and he says, من هم يا رسول الله؟ O Nabi of Allah, who are these people? So that we can recognize them and we can make an effort to be among them. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام says, they are those people من بلاد شتى, from different groves, different nationalities, different backgrounds, يجتمعون على ذكر الله, who gather and assemble for the obedience of Allah, to remember Allah and to make an effort that Allah Pak is remembered by every individual. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam seen this, Allahu Akbar. For example, we clear the way if some great person is coming, that person in his heart looks at the honor that Allah has given him. Now the thought crosses the heart of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Subhanallah. Oh Allah, what a kingdom you have given me. Insan has cleared the way, jinnat has cleared the way, even the animals are clearing the way. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا الله أكبر فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّنْ قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ سبحان الله. Immediately, a Nabi's mind is completely focused on Allah at every moment. A Nabi doesn't move from the obedience of Allah or from the thought of Allah for a split second. فتبسم, he smiles, ضاحكا من قولها, astonished, and he's smiling, subhanallah, over the intelligence of this end and the ni'mat that Allah has given him. What does he say? وقال ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq and the ability. You have given me so much. أوزعني, I'm begging you, O my Allah, I'm pleading to you. Grant me the ability to be grateful to you. Dawood alayhi salatu was salam used to say, Ya Rabbi, kayfa ashkuruka wa shukri laka ni'ma. Oh my Allah, how can I be grateful to you when my being grateful to you is a ni'mat from you? So Allah Ta'ala said wahi to Dawood alayhi salam, Al-an shakartani. Oh Dawood, now you have been grateful to me when you have understood that no amount of praise can encompass my greatness. Now you have been grateful. When you have given up hope and you acknowledge your helplessness in praising me, now you have reached the limit of praise. Oh Allah, enable me. أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي. This ni'mat and this bounty that you have showered upon me. Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to read so long Quran in tahajjud, حتى تورمت قدما, till the Mubarak feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to swell. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, I told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, the Quran has announced your forgiveness. The Quran has announced your forgiveness that Allah has forgiven every sin of yours. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. O Nabi of Allah, every sin of yours has been pardoned. So why are you making so much ibadah? Nabi alayhi salatu was salam says, Afala akuna abdan shakura. When my Allah has pardoned me, then don't you think, oh Aisha, I am obligated to my Allah and it is just but correct that I must be grateful to my Allah. So oh Allah, give me the tawfiq and the ability to be grateful to you. If my mothers and sisters, we can also hymn the glory of Allah and cook our food in the state of wudu, make 2 rakat namaz, thanking Allah every day for every ni'mat, inshallah we will see barakat in our homes. Instead of cooking the food and swearing the domestic servant, swearing this one, swearing that one, let us take the name of Allah, praise Allah, thank Allah, and be grateful to Allah. There will be more barakat in our food. Sahaba came to Nabi alayhi salam, "Oh Nabi of Allah, our food is falling short." Nabi alayhi salam says, "La'allakum taftariqoon." I think my Sahaba, you are eating individually. Join your food and eat together. Ta'amul wahid yakfi ithnain. The food of one is sufficient for two. Ta'amul ithnain yakfi thalatha. The food of two is sufficient for three. Because today we don't read the du'as, Allah forgive us, two people's food is not sufficient for one. Ulta matla ho gaya. Nabi alayhi salam says one person's food is sufficient for two, but today it comes in the hadith, when insan comes in his house and he doesn't take the name of Allah, and then the devil calls his army and he says, "Adraktumul mabita wal asha." Today we found a bed to rest on also, and we found food to eat also. So when the devil is going to eat from our food and is going to sleep on our bed, then how can we have...